Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, April 15th, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we enjoy preparing these messages each weekday morning. And let me make a technical note now for a number of you that regularly listen to our podcast messages. We did prepare one yesterday, but I put the wrong link in the email, and that would have opened up the day before's message. I've actually, in the email, put a link to both what you're listening to as well as yesterday's message. Today's message is titled, The Show Me Disciple. A little bit more scripture reading than necessary, but all necessary.
Than usual.
A little bit more scripture reading than usual, but all necessary in developing our teaching today. And Brooksine will read. It's the account concerning Thomas in John 20, 24 through 29.
Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed."
And that includes us today. I grew up in Missouri, which is known as the Show Me State. On occasion, or in certain circumstances, I find myself skeptical and want proof before I accept something as true. I sometimes jokingly ask, "What state did Thomas come from?" Of course, people are perplexed. They don't really consider anywhere in Israel a state. But I respond to my own question by saying, "He must have been from Missouri," since he essentially said, "Show me."
Well, Thomas is nicknamed Doubting Thomas, as we many have come to know him as that, and it's based on today's scripture portion that I read earlier. But in reality, Thomas was an earnest seeker, as evidenced by the fact that he was with the disciples a week after Resurrection Sunday, and God is a rewarder of those who earnestly seek him, as mentioned in Hebrews 11, verse 6.
Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them. Apparently, Jesus suddenly appeared in bodily form and gave the disciples a word of much-needed assurance. "Peace be with you." Before turning his attention to Thomas, Jesus was aware of Thomas's request for evidence, either having been informed by one of the other disciples, or in our view, more likely by supernatural knowledge. He met Thomas at his point of need.
"Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." These were the words of Jesus to Thomas. Well, we don't see any evidence in the text that Thomas actually exercised this offer to physically examine the signature bodily evidence on the resurrected Christ. However, there's some interpretive art that does indicate this, and we've seen it many times over the years and have even have some up on our site.
Well, no, actually, it's a link to it. Art I have merely shows Thomas with that wonderful statement. He saw, and this powerful evidence was sufficient for him. He emphatically responded, "My Lord and my God." When our daughter Esther was little, like many children, she was intrigued by what we call boo-boos, little wounds on her body, little cuts and scrapes, and even more so due to her many big boo-boos from her frequent heart procedures and surgeries. If anyone was wearing a Band-Aid, she would go right up to them and ask them, "What happened?" This could sometimes be quite embarrassing when she'd approach a total stranger, which on occasion she did. She had a shirt she loved to wear with a very special picture on it. In fact, we have it pictured on our site today. It shows a concerned little girl looking up to Jesus, whose nail-pierced hand is stretched out to her. With inquisitive eyes, she asks, "What happened to your hand?"
Well, we had Esther wear this shirt when we had a ministry opportunity years ago in a nursing home, and we were able to illustrate Stephen's sermon by having her greet each resident and then show them her shirt. Now, I think we still have that collection somewhere, but I have not been able to find it in recent years.
I wish
years.
We could find it. We even had people ask about it. I don't know if it's still available. That would have probably been about, what, 95? Mm-hmm. Probably some 15, at least 10 years ago. Indeed, the nail-pierced hands of our Lord are a lasting reminder of the price paid for our redemption. Following the inquiry of Thomas in a daily verse, Jesus was quite ready to provide him with the stunning evidence of his death and resurrection, both visibly, and he was encouraging Thomas to touch if necessary. On another occasion, Jesus was recognized following the resurrection when he opened his hands to break bread with two of his disciples, and I've always been intrigued by that passage. In Luke 24:35, for it was at that point they recognized him, and I just assume, and another, many others have as well, that revelation was made clear when they saw the nail-pierced hands. In our daily text, our final thought today is a blessed word of assurance given to all who would believe without the benefit of being an eyewitness in all subsequent generations. Including right here in 2010, Jesus ended this encounter with Thomas by stating, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen me and yet have believed." I believe today, and I know Brooke Seen believes, and we encourage each of our listeners to believe as well.
And you have this song.
Yeah, it's a little portion of a song, and old. I'll let Brooke Seen you read that. That mm-hmm. Actually, I found an audio. It probably goes back to the 60s or 70s, but it's a song that states, "Yes, I'm headed for a home built by God alone. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I am where the only thing that's been made by man are the scars in the hands of Jesus." And again, I actually have that song available as a video link today.
Well, let's pray. Father, we consider the greatest proof of genuine love is when one lays down his life for another. We are grateful recipients of Christ's substitutionary death for us, the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Thank you for proving your genuine love as you endured the greatest test of love and presented the greatest gift to humankind, forgiveness for our sins. We are eternally grateful. And though we have not seen, by faith we do believe. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today, and we hope I'll check a little bit better today that I have the right link. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. We post these messages fresh each weekday, generally, and then we archive them. And this is the message we prepared for Thursday, April 15th, 2010. We do have some photos up on the site today, all related to the message, as well as several songs. My Savior's Love, that I also consider a song title. I Stand Amazed in the Presence of Jesus the Nazarene. Some lesser familiar song, at least to me. A song called By the Mark, and boy, it's an interesting, very country southern version, but good words. A Fanny Crosby song titled, I Shall Know Him. All of these songs relate to the nail marks on Christ. And then the song referred to in the message, and a portion of it read, The Scars in the Hands of Jesus. So all four of these songs are available if you care to listen. It will open up YouTube on your computer and should play that song as soon as you hit the video. You may have to click a play button on the YouTube as well. Well, what a joy it is today to believe in the Lord. And thank God for the sacrificial death of His Son, Jesus Christ. God bless you as you join us in continuing to believe.